Gabriel Renville had been a Christian, and I believe at the time of the war, maybe he wasn't. He had four wives, and there was trouble with the church that they wanted him to give up three wives. And he said, no, that I will not be a member of your church if I have to do that. I believe Gabriel Renville, even though he was part white, was probably the greatest Dakota person who ever lived. But I have cousins through Francois Labatt, and also under Gabriel Renville, who tell me that there are people who say Gabriel Renville was a coward and a traitor. I don't know what these people get out of that. I don't know what they get out of criticizing their ancestors. Traditional Dakota people do not criticize their ancestors like that. And so I have to wonder if these people are traditional Dakota people or what they are. Elder Lawrence may have used the term neo-traditional. People going back to being what they think Indians are. Another person calls them born-again Indians. And it seems like Mendota community, if you know, if you've talked to anybody over there, it sounds like they're born-again Indians. They believe they have to act like Indians in order to get recognized, and their goal is a casino.